Yisei begins with Yaakov Avinu on the go. He's on the run. Yaakov Avinu is a fugitive. And the pasuk says, "Vayetzi Yaakov b'Hashem v'yechorona v'yivga b'mokum v'yolen shom ki bo hashemesh." V'yivga b'mokum, and he like bumped into the place, which simply means like he came somewhere, but Rashi says though it means he was misaking tefillah. Tefillah's arvis. You see, Abram was misaking tefillah's shacharis. Yitzchak was misaking tefillah's mincha. And what in the world could Yaakov have been misaking if there's already a shacharis and a mincha? Arvis. And there's a connection between tefillah's arvis and Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu, the Beis Halevi, brings the Medrash this week's parasha. Vayetze is the Vayetze of a Simon Labanim of that Klal Yisrael is going to go into Galus, just like Yaakov went into Galus. And Galus is darkness. So Yaakov is that beacon of light in darkness. Yaakov is Tiken Tvilas Arvis. So there's some very interesting things about Tvilas Arvis. The first one is that Chazal tell us that Tfilas Arvis is Reshus. What does that mean? That means that in the time of the original institution, or in the time of the Mishnah, Tfilas Arvis had an element of being optional. Nowadays, it's no longer the case, because Klal Yisrael, because of our piety, because of our tzidkus, we were all makabel, and it's binding for all of us that we have to daven Marv. It's no longer optional. But originally, Tfilas Arvis was optional. So the institution of Arvis was a little different than the institution of Shachris and Mincha, because it was a Rishus. That is one of the uniquenesses of Tfilas Arvis. We're going to find interesting discrepancies between Arvis and Mincha, and we'll start here. What would you do if you came to Shachris late, and you showed up and they're starting Shmoneh Esrei right now? Now, there's a lot on the line. First thing on the line is Minyan Challenge. Because if you don't get your Shmoneh Esrei, then you're out of Minyan Challenge. That's a few $100 right there. Second of all, Tefillah B'Tzibur, much more important than a few $100. You want to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. Can you just jump right in? You have not yet davened at all. You said your Brachos HaTorah, Brachos HaShachar, nothing more. You jump right into Shmoneh Esrei. The answer seems to be no. There is an idea which is binding, which is called being soimech geula litfila. You have to, before you start your Shmoneh Esrei, you got to like segue in. You got to get in from your Shema. You have your Brichos Kriya Shema, your Shema. And then the last of the Brichos Kriya Shema is Goal Yisrael geula litfila. Zoom. You zoom in from geula litfila. So can I just go straight into my Shmoneh Esrei without any geula? No, you have to be soimech geula letzvila. That's the way it goes. So what are you going to do about your tzvila b'tzibor? Farfalin. What are you going to do about your minion challenge? Farfalin, unless you go find another minion. But this minion is not going to work for you. However, brings the Beis Yosef, if you're davening ma'irim, and I believe this is halacha l'maisa, you can ask Rabbi Winner, and you come late to a minion, you want to make sure you daven tefillah b'tzibur. You get there, and they're about to start Shmoneh Esrei. What can you do? You could jump straight into your Shmoneh Esrei, and you daven your Shema and your Bricha Shema afterwards. Do that afterwards. That's what the Beis Yosef brings. Why? So one might say, because on Ma'ariv, there's no din of being Simef Gula Letzvila. It doesn't exist. There's no such creature. Maybe only Gula Tzvila is a din in Shachris and not a Ma'ariv. We were suggesting the Chabur in the front. Well, being that I started my day with Soimech Gula Tzvila, I got enough already. I did it by Shachris. I don't do it by Ma'ariv. Maybe because Ma'ariv is a Tzvila's Rishus, so we never did it over there. Whatever. But the point, Ma'ariv started first. Okay, this is an element of Shachris being first. We're not going to go into it now. Whatever. Tzvila's, whatever. It's not. But I'll kapon it. But the Rambam says not like that. So we're going to have to put that away. Look at the Rambam. Well, I could read you the Rambam. I'm writing in the Mar Makom. It's right in the Bin Hilchos Tefillah. Says the Rambam, Seder Tefillah Kachu Shachar Mashkim Choisem Gal Yisrael miad oimed kidei lismach gula letvila. Says the Rambam in Shachris, you immediately stand up so you can do samach gula letvila. Gula, tvila, Shachris. Then the Rambam says, Alacha Yudches, says the Rambam, also when it comes to Ma'ariv, tvilas Erev, Koyre Kriya Shema, Umevarach Lefanea Vachareha, Visoimech Gula Letzvila, Umespala Meumad. Ma'ariv also have samach gula letvila. The Shaila is, if you have Gula Betila by both of them, so why by Ma'ariv? Are we saying you could jump straight into Shmoneh Esrei, and by Shachas you can't? Says the Beis Yosef, by Ma'ariv, for some reason, it's more important Tefillah B'Tzibur than this idea of Gula Tefillah. Gula Tefillah is an important thing. We have to weigh them. You have Gula Tefillah and you have Tefillah B'Tzibur. Which one? Tefillah B'Tzibur outweighs. Not by Shachas. So, what is? What's going on? That's where we see something about Ma'ariv, something interesting about Ma'ariv. Let's do another deal here. This, I'm quoting you, is from Reb Chatzko Weinfeld in the Sefer Mishke Merkeves Yecheske. Al Kopanim, he gave it by his daughter's wedding. Al Kopanim, the Rambam, when he brings down the din of Gula Betzvila by the din of Shachris and the din of Ma'ariv, it's almost identical. Subtle nuance. Pay attention to detail. The Rambam says, by Shachris, what do? He says, Choisim Goyal Yisrael, Miad Yamoy Kidei Shalasmach Gula Tvila. You stand up immediately in order to be Soymach Gula Tvila. The Rambam by Ma'ariv says, Mispalel Miumad, Soymach Gula Tvila, Mispalel Miumad. There's one big word that the Rambam doesn't say. Miad. But he says in both of them, Soymach Gula Tvila. So it sounds like they're doing the same thing. You have to be Soymach, you have to segue from Goyal Yisrael Shmein Esrei. Goyal Yisrael Shmein Esrei. But why by one does Rambam say Miad? The other one, the other Ram doesn't say miyad. It seems like they're the same thing. This is the question. Okay. Let's ask another question. We're going to ask a bunch of questions, and then we're going to try to come to some sort of conclusion. Who was Misakin Tfilas Arvis, my friends? Was it Avram or Yitzchak? No. Who was it? Where? This week's parasha. Vayivka ba'mokim, vayolin sham ki bo ha-shemesh. He davened. He stayed there because the sun set. Did the sun set before he davened or after he davened? What does it sound like in the pasuk? Vayivka b'mokom means he davened. Vayolin shem ki bo ha-shemesh. And then when did the sun set? Afterwards. Ask Tosis the question. How could you say Yaakov is misakin tefilas arvis if he davened before the sun set? But tefilas arvis is supposed to be afterwards. It's supposed to be at night. So how can you say that he's misakin tefilas arvis? This Tosis kasha. Tosis comes and says Yisai, which is based on a major machlokes, which we're not going to get into. Tosis says the time for Ma'ariv is before the sun sets. That's his shita. But we don't hold that way. We don't hold that way. So what's the pshat over here that we're saying that Yaakov is misakin tefilas arvis and he died before sunset?
It was the first
tefillah.
There was no din of
zman
for
tefillah. Yeah, but if this is tefillah Ma'ariv, so then how could... You're saying Yaakov is davening Ma'ariv. How could he daven Ma'ariv if it's not the time for Ma'ariv? Says the Rambam something very interesting. The Rambam says the zman for Ma'ariv is after the sun sets. And the Rambam says you have to be very careful with all of your zmanim for Shachris and for Mincha, but not for Ma'ariv. You have to be careful when you daven Shachris. You have to be careful when you daven Mincha. When it comes to Ma'ariv, ein medaktikin bizmano, as long as you say Shema afterwards. So you have to make sure to say Shema afterwards. This is the source for those that have a minig on Friday night. The Rambam actually brings this idea of Friday night. On Friday night to daven Ma'ariv before sunset, but you must make sure to say Shema afterwards. How could you daven Ma'ariv before sunset? We paskin that Ma'ariv is supposed to be after Tzeis, and we almost always daven Ma'ariv after Tzeis, because the Zman is after Tzeis. Says the Rambam, but we ain't medaktikim Zmana. True. When is the right time to daven it? After Tzeis. But if you have extenuating circumstances, for example, Friday night, then you could daven early.
It sounds like you have to say Shema. It says that you went to sleep right after you daven. So
So when did he say Shema?
But he said Kriya Shema Lamita, didn't he? And he said Shema also. He said the Shema. Said the Shema. What? He says whenever there's a need. Okay, it's not so simple. Okay, you have to speak to a poisek about doing this. In general, in Yerushalayim, for all you that should know in Yerushalayim, there's very strong resistance to making early Shabbos. It's not just like a frumkeit. There was even some sort of like Kabbalah not to make early Shabbos in Yerushalayim. So you have to know that it's. And in general, early Shabbos is meant only when there's extenuating circumstances. It wasn't just meant because it works out better for my schedule. It used to be back in the day, people were afraid to go out late at night and to daven late at night outside and whatever it might be. There was reasons why we didn't want to. We had a need to daven Shabbos, daven early. But you can have a need today till tomorrow, but this man is this man. Says the Rambam, no. Ma'ariv, you don't have to be medaktik in this man if there's a need. Why? Why is Ma'ariv different? Oh. So the Chayra. The Rambam says, Lefi shetfilas arvis rishus. Because we started off saying tfilas arvis wasn't established the same way as everything else. Tfilas arvis was a rishus. So what the Rambam means to say is, Tfilas arvis was established as being a little bit more optional, therefore we're flexible in the times. How do we know that Yaakov is mesaken tfilas arvis as a rishus? I ask you. Who said it? Shachris wasn't Rishus. Mincha wasn't Rishus. Avram didn't make a Rishus. Yitzchak didn't make a Rishus. Who said that Tfilas Arvis was a Rishus? The answer is, being that Yaakov davened Ma'ariv when? Early. That itself was a rye that he made it a Rishus. Ein medaktik in mizmana. It's more flexible. It's not a regular tefillah. It has to fit into the regular guidelines. It's different.
How do you know that when you're supposed to daven Ma'ariv?
What do you mean?
How do we know that Ma'ariv is supposed to be at night?
So I was miramis to that exactly. In other words, Akama is Yaakov daven early, so why don't you say Yaakov's that? So you should daven Ma'ariv early, because that's the zman for Mincha. So if we were Misakin Shachris and Mincha, so what's Ma'ariv? So what's Yaakov Misakin?
Musaf.
Musaf.
He was daven
after Mincha. And
Mincha before Shkia.
Yeah, so we were saying that Yaakov was the Bechin of Laila. That was what Yaakov was. So how do we, where do we know that from? What?
He was
davening
Mincha.
He was davening Mincha.
Why don't we just say davening?
Yeah.
You can't just skip Ma'ariv.
And then there was no Ma'ariv.
No Ma'ariv.
He made the Ma'ariv.
How do they know when to
daven? Okay, everybody, so these are good questions. I don't know the answer to all these questions. Here we go. We're going to do one more, and then we're going to get to the answer. Shaila's like this. What? One you said is going to answer all these questions. All these questions are all going to be very similar. They're going to be very similar. As follows. When we have a din of, there's something that has to be inserted into the tefillah. So can the gabbai announce that you have to say this in order that everyone should know? So for example, by mincha, if you have yala v'yavoy, can the gabbai, before you do Shmon Esrei, say, bang on the table and say Yalev Yavoy. For sure, why not? What about by Shachris? Now he's going to want to do it right before Shmon Esrei. Seven should be aware. Can he bang on the table and say Yalev Yavoy?
No.
Why not? Hefsek between Geula Letzvila. What about by Ma'ariv? So he brings the Darkei Moshe. And the Daigan Moshe says it's something very interesting. He himself is perplexed. It seems that the Chuvash Rashba says that on the night of Rosh Chodesh, you can say Yalev Yavoy. That the Gabbai can bang and say Yalev Yavoy. But by Shachris, you can't say Yalev Yavoy. The Gabbai can't announce it. No announcements by Shachris, only announcements by Meir. The Shaila is, I thought you told me that if there's a din of Soymech Gula Tzvila by Ma'ariv and by Shachris, so they, both of them can't have a Hefsek, both of them have to go straight in. So what's the difference? So these are our questions. Again, we have a question of the difference between If you come, the first one we said is if you come right away, if you come late, do you jump right into Shemoneh Esrei, or do you have to daven first? Shema. Depends if you're Shachris or if you're Ma'ariv. We have a question of the Lashon of the Rambam, where the Rambam says one of them Miyad, the other one doesn't say Miyad. We had a question of how did the Rambam, why are we misaking that Tfilas Ma'ariv goes first? Because Tfilas Ma'ariv is a Rishus. Seems like Tfilas Ma'ariv has a different thing, and what's the difference if the Gabbai can say Yalaviyav or can't say Yalaviyav? Okay. We're going to start with a Chakira. I'm going to try to explain you the Chakira, and perhaps this is going to be the Yesoid to answer all these questions. There's a dinner you have to be Soymech Geula Litzvila. The two of them have to be next to each other. Yesh Lachkar. Is this a din in the Geula, or is this a din in the Tzvila? To be Soymech Geula Tzvila. Geula has to be near Tzvila. Is that Geula has to be near Tzvila, or Tzvila has to be near Geula? Yesh Lachkar, think about it for a second. You have to be Soymech Geula Litzvila. Does that mean that the Geula has to be followed by a Tzvila, or the Tzvila has to have before it a Geula? Which one? Is it Din Mitzad the Geula, or is it Din Mitzad the Tzvila? In other words, Brichas Kriya Shema, the culmination of Brichas Kriya Shema is Goal Yisrael. Now, does Goal Yisrael have to be followed by Shemoneh Esrei? Or would you say Shemoneh Esrei has to be preempted by Goal Yisrael? Which one?
First one.
Zochter Reb Chatzkel Weinfeld, it depends if you're talking about Shachris or Ma'ariv. There's two dinim of Geula Tvila, of Soymech Geula Tvila. There's one din of Geula Tvila mitzad the Tvila. There's another din of Geula Mitzvila mitzad the Geula. And they're not the same. And that's why the language of the Rambam is different by Shachris and Ma'ariv, because they're not the same Geula and Tvila. Why would you understand they're different? I'll explain to you. Does a person have to say Shema at night?
Yes.
Midiraisa?
Yes.
Yes. He has to say Shema at night. Does he have to say Shemoneh Esrei, Ma'ariv? In its original inception, it was a Rishus. So can you say there's a din in the Geula that it needs Tvila? If Tvila is Rishus? Not really. Hold on, a second, let me finish. Not really. The Geula, which is a part of the Birchas Kriya Shema, Shema doesn't need Tvila because Tvila is a Rishus. So the Geula doesn't need Tvila. The Tvila might need a Geula. So you say if and when you do Davin, you should say Shema before it. I got it. The Tzvila needs a Geula. But in the morning, do you have to daven Shachris? Yes. Shachris is a Chiyuv. So you could say that the Geula needs a Tzvila. At night, you could say the Tzvila needs a Geula. You can't say the Geula needs a Tzvila because you don't have to daven Ma'ariv. If you're davening Ma'ariv, okay, so then you should do it with Goal Yisrael. But in the morning, you could say that the Geula needs a Tzvila, because you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei.
So by Mincha, there's nothing about this at all, because there's no
Shema. What?
By Mincha, there's no...
Yeah, Mincha is nothing about this at all. Right.
The Shachris, do you have to say that way? You could say it all the way also.
What do you mean?
The Shachris, we still have the Chakira.
Right. Yeah, we can say it like this. The fact that when you say the Geula needs the Tefillah, so then you could say the Pshat is that you're not finished. When you say the Geula needs a Tefillah, what I could say is that the Geula is ki'ilu not finished until it has a Tefillah. So what you're saying is you're still in the middle of your Geula while when you're going into Shemoneh Esrei. You're in the middle. The Geula is not finished. The Geula needs a Tefillah. It's considered, says the Kesef Mishnah, Ben Geula Tefillah is like you're in the middle of the Perek. In the middle of the Perek. It's all part of the Geula, is like leading into the Tefillah. So therefore, the degree of hefsik that I have over there by Shachris is, it has to be, it's mamish like it's one thing. The Geula is leading into the Tefillah. So for example, I'll start over here. What's more important? Being Soymech Geula LeTefillah or davening with a minion? So davening with a minion is a din in Shemoneh Esrei. If gula l'tfila is a din in the tfila, then I could say which one's more important, the tfila aspect of gula or the tfila aspect of tfila b'tzibur. Maybe tfila b'tzibur is more important. So therefore, by my rev, I can choose to daven my with a minion over gula l'tfila. But when it comes to shachris, this is not about a din in the Shmoyna Esrei. This is a din in the Berachas Kriya Shema, requires you to have a Shmoyna Esrei afterwards. Therefore, you can't say, I need to daven Shmoyna Esrei with a minion, and therefore I'm going to leave my Geula without a Tefillah. There's a din in the Geula. The Geula needs the Tefillah. So therefore, we're saying that it's going to make a difference, Ma'ariv and Shachris. We're going to get to all these different sfeikas. For example, by Ma'ariv, we say Kaddish. Before we start Shemoneh Esrei, why do you say Kaddish? By Shachris, we don't say Kaddish. Because by Ma'ariv, there's two different things. There's Geula, and there's a Tefillah. There's a din in the Geula, there's a din in the Tefillah, that the Tefillah should have a Geula beforehand. But it's not like you're in the middle of the Geula. Your Geula's finished. You finished the Geula. So now you can have a Kaddish. You finished one thing, that's Berachas Kriya Shema. There's another thing, that they should be close to each other. They should be, one should be close, there shouldn't be a hefsik between them. But it's similar to the fact when a person makes a bracha, so he shouldn't be mafsik before he eats. So the two of them have to be, they should be, so I'll say it like this. There's one thing which is a din of hesek hadas, and the other one is a din of hefsik. Hesek hadas is you can't get distracted between two things. Hefsik is I'm in the middle of something. So by Ma'ariv, this is called the Hesek Hadas. I finished my Geula. I can't get distracted between my Geula and my Tefillah, but they're two separate things. Geula and Tefillah are two different things. You can have Kaddish in the middle. You can have Shkivenu in the middle. You can have all the things. And it doesn't say the Lashon of Miyad because you're not in the middle. So therefore he says, Davin, say your Geula and say your Tefillah afterwards. Masha'en came in to Shachris. The Geula of Tefillah, we're saying, is like it's all part of one thing. It's all a part of your Geula is to have your Tefillah there. Therefore, we're saying, says the Kesef Mishnah, it's like you're in the middle of a Perek. You're still in the middle. You're in the middle of davening. So there, it's not me din Hesek Hadas, din Hefsik. You can't be Mafsik, says the Rambam. It has to be Miyad immediately. It's all part of the same thing. The Fizeh, we understand the multiple differences that there are between Ma'ariv and Shachris. The point is as follows. The institution of Ma'ariv was done differently than Shachris. In a Chanani Bizman Azeh, we were Mekabel it as a Choyv. And we have to daven Ma'ariv, and a person misses Ma'ariv, he has to daven two Shachrises, because Ma'ariv is an obligation. But because it was instituted differently, therefore we're a little bit more flexible with the times that you daven Ma'ariv, as opposed to Shachris. The hefsik that you have between Gula, you still should not be Mafsik Ben Gula Tefillah. But we'll allow for something like a Kaddish or something of that sort, or we'll allow for the Gabbai to get up and to be Machriz, to say Yalevi Yavoy. Why? Because there's no Hesek Hadas if I say Yalevi Yavoy. Yalevi Yavoy is all part of the same discussion. I'm not getting distracted. It's true it's a Hefsik, but it's not a Hesek Hadas. So therefore, says the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Gabbai can get up and say Yalevi Yavoy. Can announce Yalevi Yavoy, because that's all a part of the same discussion. I'm not getting off of the topic. Mashenkin by Shachar is not. It's not about getting off the topic. By Shachar it has to be all. You're still in the middle, like in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Gual Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei have to go like it becomes one. You segue immediately from one into the other. That's why it says Lashon Miyad. You can't make any announcements in the middle. These are the differences, perhaps, that we have between the different types of davening. Al-Kopanim, it seems like that Yaakov is the one who's Mesaken Tefilas Arvis. It's very interesting because Yaakov is also Mesaken Tefilas, the Suda of Shal Shudas is Keneged Yaakov. And that Suda also has an element of Rishus to it. It's not a full Rishus, but it's not the same degree of Chiyuv that we have also by the other Sudas. I spoke to Reb Yitzchak Breidowitz about this interesting observation. Yaakov seems to be a Bechina of Rishus. Yaakov is a bechina of Rishus. Why is that? So he suggested the following thing. We spoke about this sometimes before. Shalosh Shudas, for some reason, people have a hard time with Shalosh Shudas. Why? Because Shalosh Shudas is such a spiritual experience. It's like reaching beyond some people. It's like reaching deep into a place where some people aren't able to grasp. It's too far ahead. So for some people, it's like they can't even grasp what Shalosh Shudas has. It's the Zer Anpin. It's the Rava Derava. It's the most special, it's the most sublime time of Shabbos. Some people totally miss it. That's why some people, they totally checked out when it comes to Shalosh Shudas. Because Shalosh Shudas is not special, fakert. Because it's the most special Shalosh Shudas. And when a person is in that place, you can't require people that aren't, they're not able to reach it. Only Yechidim. So, of course, we were makabel as a klal. We're makabel that we're going to do it, even though some people maybe are they're going through the motions. They're not able to daven ma'ariv, even in the bitter gullus, in the darkness of the night, you're able to daven. It's hard for everyone to do. Makabel to do it anyway. But that's the bechina of Yaakov Avinu. He was misakin these different things. This is what I was thinking to say tonight. Thank you very much for listening.